We are on the phone with Sunset Songs bassist. Hi there.
Hi, how you going? I'm Pete. I play the bass.
Oh, nice to meet you on phone. I already saw your band twice last year, I think, because I was once at Reeperbahn Festival, and
Oh, okay.
another time was at Eurosonic, so it was twice for me,
Oh, okay.
but it will
So
be
one.
the Yeah, it will be the first time for Italian people on the 3rd of May. So,
Yep.
what can Italian people expect from your life?
Italian people can expect us to just play really loud and have some good vibes, a few drinks, some serious songs and some fun dancey songs, and just have a really good time.
Yeah, and I can confirm this. Okay, and you guys have a record that it's upcoming in a few days. If I remember well, it's the 1st of April.
Comes out on the 1st of April, yeah.
Yeah, it's not an April Fool, but it's your first album that it's kind of, very rarely say die. Why this title?
What the title?
Yeah.
Well, it's a kind of a personal joke because a few years ago we used to play gigs a lot in the French Alps in the ski resorts, and we were up there playing a gig, and we had to drive to another resort to do, because we used to play like one show in the afternoon and one show at night. And we were driving between the two shows, and there was a real lot of snow on the ground. And the car got bogged, and we couldn't get the chains on the tires. And we just ended up, we were very fed up with the situation. So we were like, oh, everyone tried to have a go at putting the chains on. We couldn't get it. And then Rory just stepped out of the car, the singer, and he's like, that's it. Sunset Suns very rarely say die. And we later found out what he meant to say is never say die, but he got the saying wrong. So it's been a personal joke for a long, for loads of years between us saying that we very rarely say die.
That's a
And
pretty amazing story.
yeah, so it seems to fit the story of the band up to this point.
Yeah, okay. And you had a pretty nice 2015 because you had a supporting tour with Imagine Dragons all around Europe. You were BBC Sounds of the last year, if I remember well. You play in a few festivals, we already say that. And I was already testing you on festival and gigs before the release of your first album.
How was it? How was the reaction of the crowd, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the festival's all, because whenever anyone goes to a festival, they just go there to have a good time. And I know when I've been to festivals, I might go to see like a certain band, but then you go through the lineup and do some research and go, oh, I've never heard of these guys. And you go on the internet and find out a bit about them, and then go and watch some other new bands that you might have some time to see between all the other big bands you want to see. And so there was loads of people coming to all of our festivals that were, loads of them actually knew loads of, a lot of the songs as well, which was quite surprising in some places. And yeah, we got talking to people, and they said a lot of that does come from the BBC sound of Pole as well, because they use it to judge what's good and what's new and what's, you know, not like the next big thing, but what people are like, the industry is really putting a lot of backing behind. And so loads of people just go on that. And whenever those bands come through their town or play a festival nearby, they'll just go and see them just because they're on the list. And so that helped us out like amazingly, especially in places we've never been.
Okay. I haven't had the chance to listen to your record, so we can't speak
Not
deeply.
not
No,
not till not till not till Friday.
I know it's not my fault. It's record label fault, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I will listen it next week. Anyway, I was working on the record because I was reading that you had a recording session in the US, right? So,
Yeah, we went over. Yeah, it was a the record's actually taken about a year and a half for us to make. We started, obviously, we've written all our songs back at home because we live in France on the southwest coast. So we've written all our music there, and then we came to England. We did some recording there originally, then went to England, and then started the album over in Nashville with Jakia King. He's a producer that's worked with lots of big famous artists like Kings of Leon or Norah Jones, Tom Waits, all those kind of people. And we went over there and recorded four songs originally, and then went back and did the rest of the like the another eight songs, I think we did. We did 12 in total. And then when we come back, because we were touring and we were playing a lot, we'd written a few more songs, and we thought we just really wanted to give him a chance to be on the album because we didn't want to release our first album without at least giving every single song we had an option to be on there. So we went and recorded some more songs back at home in France in the little studio where we recorded our first ever EP that we released ourselves. And we went back there and finished the recording there. So it was quite nice. We started off recording there originally, like doing our own stuff, and then went all the way to Nashville to one of the biggest studios in the world with one of the biggest producers in the world, and then come all the way back to home in France. So it was a long process, but we're really happy with the result of the record. It's something that we're super proud of, and we just can't wait for everyone to hear on Friday.
That's cool. Anyway, there is a couple of songs that you prefer the most inside this record, maybe?
There's a few that we've, because some of the songs on the record, the first ever thing we ever recorded, like there's a song called She Wants we recorded, and that was the first on our first ever EP, like the exact same recording. So songs like that we've lived with for a long time, but there's a few new ones on there that are they're pretty special to us. There's one called Lost Company that's it's just a bit more grown up and a bit more serious, less like kind of about, it's just got a bit more of a serious subject matter, and we're all really proud of how that one came out. And it's, when we wrote it, we were just like, I remember leaving the recording room that day when we were writing it, we were just like, holy shit, that's even we were like, that's amazing, like the first day we recorded it. So to have that on the record is really good. And there's a couple of other fun ones. There's one called Gold that we've just started playing recently, and it's a real cool dancey kind of tune. Not dance like dance music, but a bit more like, just it's just got a really cool vibe to it. And yeah, I love playing that one live. It's been going down really well with people that have never heard it. So it's always a good test if people that have never heard it are getting into it the first time they've heard it. So that's been another one that I really like.
Oh, cool. Anyway, you are touring right now. You are tonight in Birmingham, or
Yep,
the
I'm sitting in the dressing room
Whoa.
next to all our empty guitar boxes, drinking a Heineken,
And
waiting.
it's a sold out show like a few others, even Brussels, Lyon, London.
Yep.
I was only reading that right now on your Twitter, that's why I know
Yep.
it. And anyway, you will come the 3rd of May in Milan. That is the day of my birthday, so it's a nice surprise for me.
Oh, is it?
And
Oh, cool. Are you gonna come to the show?
yeah, I hope so.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, and thank you for your time, and I hope to see you soon in a month, and best of luck for everything, guys.
Thank you very much. I look forward to having a beer for your birthday.
Oh, thank you for now. Bye.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye, Francesca.
Bye.
Bye.